All right, folks, we're here in Las Vegas. As you can see, right behind me is T-Mobile Arena. Algeri literally landed maybe 10 minutes ago. We're in my room because the media center is closed. This is Inside Boxing Live, live to tape from Las Vegas. Chris Algeri is here. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. I have slept about 0 hours.
Beautiful.
So I'm feeling very Vegas.
So I'll catch you up, man. Aliens are real, according to Mike Tyson.
I agree with Mike.
We got Errol Spence's Mount Rushmore of welterweights. Everyone is picking Terrence Crawford around here in Vegas. Anything else happened to
me? I've been talking to some people. I've only been here for about 17 minutes, but I've already talked to 17 people that think that Spence is going to win.
Okay, so everyone, we went around and did something for DraftKings, getting some picks. I was searching for a Spence winner. Everyone was picking Bud.
Mm-hmm.
Right now on DraftKings, they have a special running round 7 through 12 plus 450 Bud stoppage. A lot of people are taking that bet. It's one of those fights. We've been talking ad nauseum. Everyone has heard every storyline by now. It's one of those fights where it is truly a 50-50.
But apparently not, because everyone's picking Bud.
But I'm saying, my point is, everyone I ran into was picking Bud. Everyone you ran into was picking Spence.
Fair.
And everyone is so staunch in like why they believe so, too. Freddie Roach, talked to him today. He picked Crawford.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of upside for Crawford because there's the intangible that he has that it factor. That's like kind of the difference. But like, everyone's overlooking the fact that Spence does the fundamentals right. You know, like people are overlooking the fundamentals. Like, oh, he's basic. Basic is a stupid thing to say.
A lot of fans see this flashy knockouts from Crawford. Knockouts sell just like home runs sell, just like big hits sell in football. Like, you see Crawford with a 10-fight knockout streak.
Yeah.
He stopped everyone at welterweight.
But who are those guys?
Right.
And when you look at them, you're like, oh, well, he knocked the same guys Spence did. But, yeah, no, but way later, different guys. It's undeniable that the same people that Spence and Crawford fought, Spence fought the better versions of.
Yeah, definitely. Spence definitely fought the better version of Porter, Kell Brook.
Yes.
You can go up and down the list of both opponents that they had. I think those are the only two. But whatever. That is that. We'll have another podcast tomorrow where we're going to go really in-depth on the fight with some guests and stuff. But today's more about just the vibes. PPV.com sent us here. It's awesome. So everyone go out, order this fight through PPV.com. Go to the site right now. You can order it right this second. It's easy. You can stream it on your phone. You can stream it on a tablet. You can stream it on your big screen TV. And the best part about it, in my opinion, is come fight night, me, Chris, Lance Pugmire, the Dream Team, will be in the live interactive chat talking to you at home. You got a question for me? I'll answer it. You got a question for Chris? Maybe he'll answer it. Lance will answer the questions too. Analysis,
Lance will.
Everything. It's the best way to order pay-per-view. It's the most logical way. So thank you to PPV.com for sending us here to Las Vegas.
I normally don't agree with Dan, as you guys have watched our show, but I actually agree with this. That's the best thing about this whole
trip.
Promotion that we're doing,
right,
is that you guys can actually come and talk to us and we can
and we have big up plans for PPV, interacting with them and finding out different ways to bring you pay-per-views and broadcast, so keep it locked to them. So special thanks to them. PPV.com, go to the website right now.
And we're giving
now
out the free telecast.
What?
The free telecast from PPV.
Oh, we're giving away.
What about this guy's like, he forgot already.
It's free. Nothing in life is free except the PPV.com giveaway.
Yeah.
They are just like, here's one. We've given away two so far. We announced the third one today was, what is my birthday? And I've already got a bunch of people answering with my birthday, which is scary.
I'm not winning that one.
Yeah, so we're giving away 5 pay-per-views. By the time you hear this, it comes out Friday. You're still in the running to win one on Friday and Saturday morning. So PPV is awesome in that way, too.
That's a big score.
That's huge, man.
That's a big
5?
Score.
When
big
I was talking
score.
To Mark, who came on our last show, the NOA Fulton reaction show, Mark Bacardi, who was with PPV, I was expecting them to give away one. They're like, no, we'll give away 5. So that's awesome. Everyone's keeping it locked to our content all week. Got some great stuff with Mike Tyson, bro. Did you hear about this?
I hear about this. Come on, of course I heard about this. But from multiple sources.
So Mike is sitting in, I see him. Like, I know his waddle. He waddles in. no one. He goes generally unrecognized in the press conference.
You say Waddle, like, I mean, what do you mean?
He's got bad feet. He was wearing these, what is it, Balenciaga? What, can you give me
what?
The shoes he was wearing.
Balenciagas.
Balenciagas.
Those but are not they good, were like Skechers.
No, they were like, they had like lifts on them. They're like Skechers.
Old
like,
man Dan, right?
Yeah. Anyway, he was waddling in. So he gets in there and I'm like, yo, Ryan, Tyson's here. No one's bothering him. So I see where he's sitting. He's in the front row. Literally no one around him.
Guys, this is before I got here, by the way.
Yes, I'm telling Chris for the first time. And with Tyson, it's like when he shows up, it's like a massive crowd forms.
Right, of course.
So he's standing there by himself. And I'm like, okay, if no one's going to go interview him, we're going to go interview him. So I sat down.
So you got him because of the fear. No one was going to do it.
That or they just didn't recognize that he was sitting there.
There's no chance that no one recognized him.
It may be.
It was the fear.
We go over there, and I pull up the picture of the baby picture of me and him, and he doesn't give a shit. He's like, he goes, what am I looking at? He goes, what am I? I'm like, oh no, this is off to a bad start.
Because
the last time I showed him it, he loved it. So I was like, all right, this will break the ice. He goes, what am I looking at? And that's me and you and my dad. He goes, huh. Yeah, probably in the 90s. I was like, yeah, right after Buster Douglas fight. He goes, oh, yeah. So let me just start chatting about who do you think's going to win? And he gives his pick. And then all of a sudden, we start talking about aliens. Because as you saw yesterday or this week,
what does that
aliens
mean?
Are real.
What does that mean, all of a sudden, we're talking about aliens? Like,
I don't know how it happened.
You brought it up? He brought it up? Who brought it up?
I don't know.
You were the first one to mention it. Because he was like, oh, there's never going to be a greatest of all time.
Yes, I asked, there's Mount Rushmore of welterweights. And he was
and
like,
then aliens?
Then he said, like, he listed a few off and he goes, but you think with that is like, there's never going to be the greatest fighter of all time because we're evolving as fighters, we're evolving. He started getting philosophical. We're evolving. I was like, yeah.
So is the greatest fighter of all time an alien?
He said, I'm an alien.
Wow.
Then he goes, I could be an alien. You could be an alien. Then he started asking me about life.
I think Mike's more of an alien than
and
you are. But...
It went off the rails, but in the best possible way. Asked me if I was afraid to die. And looked me dead in my eyes. I turned to stone. It's on Twitter right now. It was a scene, man.
Wow. Okay.
And then we just did more content.
See how much I missed already? Yeah. I'm 2 hours late. I got delayed 2 hours. I missed everything.
You missed Tyson interaction. We got some good stuff with Spence. What I will say about the Spence Crawford press conference was overrun by the two sides' families. Chirping at each other.
Fair.
A lot of family members from Spence and Crawford just fighting during the press conference to the point where Crawford is talking to Spence's family. They're like taking questions. Like, what'd you just say? It got out of control. Not in a good way.
Oh, how about the coaches? Were they going?
Dude, Derek James, out of character, called Bomack like, you ain't skipped a meal in years. Yeah.
Wow.
It was more about Spence and Crawford didn't exchange nearly any trash talk.
That's kind of how it's been, but yeah.
It was Bomack and it was Derek James.
They're also
too
close. At this point, like, they're both cutting weight. And I was saying that. I think actually both guys are going to struggle with the weight, so both guys are cutting, obviously, a lot more Spence and Crawford. But this is when guys get mean. I don't want to talk anything. I want to punch you in the face.
That's exactly what I was saying to Ronnie. I was like, they had Spence doing the media carousel. Like, he started up on the stage, and there was, like, 15 influencers on the stage doing those mini mic things.
Oh, yeah, I used to hate that.
That I do, right. And then I'm like, all right, he's going to have to go all the way around. Then he has to come to us. And I'm like, Ronnie, on top of it, he's dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
He's starving.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want to do this.
The weigh-in
is... Props to Spence, because he talked to everyone. Crawford got the hell out of there. He talked to three media guys and was dipped.
So that was a big thing that people were worried about this week, is like, oh, how is Spence going to deal with the weight? I thought he's looked good. Way better than I expected. And Crawford has been the hungry one.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm very surprised about that different thing that I was expecting.
It's true. That's what I've heard around, is that Crawford is obviously clearly, like, emotional, rattled a little bit, a little more angry. Spence seems like he's settling into the weight cut a little bit better. He's willing to talk to the media. And that's how you can gauge it.
I've been looking at Spence this whole time, and I was just looking at someone who's going like, I'm just going to show up and beat this guy up. I'm going to show up, I'm going to beat this guy up.
Well, don't tip your pick yet.
I didn't say anything.
Chris will
saying,
be making...
I'm saying about his attitude, where he's coming from.
Algieri will be making his final prediction on Friday's pod. He hasn't given a prediction anywhere else.
I have not.
So Friday...
I've actually given predictions on both sides. So the real prediction is coming on our show.
I told on the last one, I put my money down on Spence a while back just because I like the odds.
Yeah,
I have it on the books right now, a future. I took Spence.
You're a smart guy sometimes.
I took Spence at plus 150 as the underdog, like when the fight first got announced. I'm liable to change that too. I haven't made my official pick yet for DraftKings. That will be coming in the next couple of hours.
Well, our buddy Paulie Manaji, he has Crawford as...
Don't say our buddy. I'm just kidding.
It's my buddy. All right. So no, my buddy.
No, me and Paulie went at it over the years, but we broke bread in
you guys
Orlando.
Worked together. Yeah,
at the Jake Paul event, we hashed it out, and we're friends.
He's a good guy. Anyway, so our buddy, he has Crawford as the pound for pound number one, but also has Spence winning this fight, which blows my mind. I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean? But listen, I understand because he like me thinks that pound for pound is stupid. But.
Yeah, it's completely lost. What I've been going around doing today is, and something that I think is better than pound for pound is like welterweight, Mount Rushmore, the history of welterweight.
I like that one
because
like
we are one. Now here. This is a throwback fight. I've said this for a while now. This is a fight that you drop in the 80s. And it fits right in with some of the four 100%. Kings.
They're old school fighters.
Right. It's our Leonard Hearns. It's our fight where our dads were like, hey, yeah, you like your boxing now, but it ain't like how it used to be. This is finally one for us where we can say, hey, we lived through like a super fight where we can figure out who the best is. Not only that, it's going to settle who's the best welterweight of this generation.
Whoa,
the generation
whoa, whoa.
That you were in.
Wait, hold on. They have to produce.
Okay.
Because the guys we're talking about
of course.
Always produced.
I think it's going to be a classic. I got a funny feeling that it's going to be a classic.
I hope so.
I have a weird feeling it's going to be a classic, but this is an historical fight. Spence, say what you want about the promotion. Spence
I have a weird feeling it's going to be the opposite. But
okay. So, that's why we're a great team. Yeah. I'm rooting for an all-time classic.
I can see a dud.
Azuri sees a dud.
I'm not saying I see a dud. I can see a dud. I can see a path to a dud.
But Spence, one thing he's been doing on this promotion, he's been hyping up the historical impact of it. Like,
yeah.
This can fit right in like with the 80s, like I said. So I got his Mount Rushmore of welterweights coming out soon. What's your Mount Rushmore of welterweights, and who's the best welterweight you've ever seen?
Leonard. Yeah. Leonard's the guy. So I'm a Leonard guy. I would have to put Floyd second, honestly. I mean, people who put Floyd over Leonard, I lose my mind over it because... Like, it's just, I get it. It's 50-0. He fought all these guys, but Leonard fought the guys in their prime.
Yeah, 25
Leonard
years old.
Fought. And I always think about putting them in the ring together. Leonard, that's Leonard, man. Leonard did everything. He literally did everything.
No, he was almost a prototypical
perfect fighter. Yeah. Yeah, perfect boxer puncher. Yeah. He is the definition of what a fighter should be. I mean, actually, the definition is actually Sugar Ray Robinson.
Mm.
But Leonard was
modern
the
era.
Yeah, he was the closest version as a good athlete, a guy who could still fight to this today and still be a champion.
With his style, you're saying?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Gotcha. I feel the same way. So Leonard is the best welterweight, but then who would you put on like the three others?
You got to put Floyd because his style would be able to counteract a lot of other fighters. Hearns, number three.
Interesting. Hearns.
Actually, I might actually put Hearns above Floyd. That's a tough one because Floyd can beat guys Hearns couldn't, but I think Hearns would beat Floyd. Does that make sense?
You think Hearns could have found Floyd one of those massive rights?
I don't think the style of Floyd would have been good for a guy like Hearns. Too big, too long, too strong, too fast. But I think Floyd would have beat guys that Hearns couldn't.
There's a drone flying over us.
Hi.
It's probably a Showtime drone getting... T-Mobile's literally right behind.
They're getting video of us.
Yeah, obviously they're just trying to peek in and steal our content since we're dominating.
They heard how big we're getting. So. you guys heard about our recent numbers that we're putting up?
Putting up Bonds numbers, Otani numbers, Inoue numbers. No, we're very happy. Inoue Fulton episode did really well. To me, it shows with that fight, Inoue Fulton, how captivated everyone was by the smaller weights. And how healthy the sport is.
Yes.
And you can put numbers next to it. Oh, 50,000 views. Well, it must be a Canelo fight. It must be a Ryan Garcia video. No, it's Inoue Fulton.
Some of our biggest numbers came from some of the smallest weights.
That's awesome.
Which is very awesome because that was one of the things we were worried about with that fight is that people here don't know about Fulton. People all over the world don't know about Fulton. People here don't know about Inoue. Apparently, we're wrong.
Do we still think the winner of Spence Crawford is the it will be pound for pound number one? Can they supplant in a way?
It depends on the performance.
Right. If it if it's if either guy knocks each, the other guy out, they'll be number one.
I don't think so. I don't think that it needs to come down to that.
Or dominates.
I think if both guys fight a dog fight and then one guy actually separates himself, I think that guy is probably number one.
All right, folks. That's all we got. That's all I got.
Fridays for now.
Fridays pod will be even bigger. We'll have guests. We'll be in the media tent. I'll sleep a little more. But I'm having a blast out here. Chris just touched down. We're about to go get some dinner, courtesy of celebrity chef Chris Santos.
That guy.
Cooking it up. Beauty in Essex over in, I don't know which hotel.
It's you ever been?
Cosmo?
Have you
no,
been?
No, never been.
Ooh.
I'm getting really? A fat steak.
First time I've been there.
I'm getting a big Ronnie's. We working today. We're working out here. I love doing this job. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. When you walk away from that Tyson interaction, like I want to bottle that up and sell it to people.
We're looking at it's right here.
We ran out of there. When me and Ronnie walked away from that Tyson thing with the aliens and him questioning my life, we just looked at each other and goes, "What just happened?"
Do you think people watching actually know how much we love the sport? Like,
people are starting to realize. We're meeting a lot of fans out here too.
All right. As a former champion, former boxer, and like world, you know, whatever.
Yes.
I'm still a nerd about this sport. Like, I love boxing. I get really excited about flying out here and doing this and watching these fights. Even, listen, I fought Spence. I'm still excited to be here.
Oh, he said what up.
Cool. My guy.
Spence said hi.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good dude.
All right, well, on with that. Hello.
So is Crawford, though.
Crawford, they're both good guys.
Good guys.
I mean, it's pretty clear that they have respect for each other. We'll see if people will go out and buy the paper. We hope they do. If you do buy the paper, use PPV.com. They sent us out here. Protect yourselves at all times. Keep your hands up at all times. Stay out of those DMs unless you're trying to get a free pay-per-view.
2 Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, 2 Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. 2 Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.